Mills is a former reporter for the Chicago Tribune and a member of an investigative team at the paper who won a Pulitzer Prize for a series about O'Hare Airport. Maria was born and raised in Madison, Wisconsin. She's a graduate of Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. Today, we'll speak with Maria about The Mockingbird Next Door, Life with Harper Lee. It's just out in paperback, timed to coincide with the publication of Harper Lee's much-anticipated title, Go Set a Watchman. Welcome, Maria. It's wonderful to have you with us on the Book Report.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What brought you to Monroeville, Alabama for the first time?
Well, I think I have the Chicago Library System to thank for that. I was a feature writer at the Chicago Tribune when, in 2001, the library system in Chicago selected To Kill a Mockingbird for its first ever one book, one Chicago community read. And so not long after, an editor came to my desk and said, "Want to take a trip?" I said, "Sure, where to?" And when he said Monroeville, Alabama, I think he saw my quizzical look, but explained that that was Harper Lee's hometown. And so the idea was, for readers in Chicago, with so much attention on the book, we knew that Nell Harper Lee, her given name, and Alice Finchley, her sister and attorney, were private, didn't expect to meet either of them, but thought it would be interesting for readers to know more about this hometown that produced both her and her childhood playmate, Truman Capote. And so it was a surprise and a delight when that visit ended up in a meeting with both of them.
Why do you think, as such intensely private people, they let you in where hundreds of others had failed?
Well, I think initially they were interested in knowing more about what was happening in Chicago with that program. They'd always been great supporters of libraries. And I had written Alice Lee to let her know that I'd be in town and why. And I think that simple courtesy even maybe played a role. I spoke with Alice Lee first, knocked on the door of that modest red brick house they shared all those years, and was surprised when this wisp of a woman answered the door and invited me in. And there was a kind of rapport there from the beginning. And then it was shortly after that I had my phone ring at the room in the Best Western Motel where I was staying, and that was Nell Harper Lee calling to see about arranging coming by my room the next day. And so that was the first time I spoke with her. And she was down to earth from the start, and did want to know more about what was happening in Chicago. When I told her that among the things that had been screened was a documentary about the making of the movie, which of course came out in 1962, not long after the book, and I told her I'd enjoyed Gregory Peck's remarks about the filming of the movie. And at the mention of his name, I remember her kind of leaning forward and saying, "Isn't he delicious?" And so it was a different kind of encounter than I expected, I would say, even that first time. And of course, as I got to know them better over time, it was just such a privilege to spend time with them and learn more about what it had meant to deal with the success of that book from the start, and all those years later. It's been, of course, more than 50 years now since the book has been out, and the good and the bad, I think, that came for both of them with that just phenomenal success.
How did the sisters spend their days when you first met them? And tell us a little bit more about Alice.
Well, Alice Finchley, I loved that her sister called her Atticus in a Skirt, which she most certainly was. She had practiced law with their father, who was, of course, the inspiration for the Atticus Finch character in To Kill a Mockingbird, and very much played that role. She had handled her sister's affairs for years and years, served as gatekeeper, and they were quite different in personality. I thought one of the things that was fascinating was here they were so entwined in their lives, so entwined in the sense that both were dealing with this business of being Harper Lee all those years later and sharing that home in Monroeville when Harper was not in New York. And yet their personalities were so different. I would would say Alice was much more the kind of steady, responsible older sister. Nell was more the kind of spirited, spontaneous younger sister. So it was just fascinating to see how they interacted.
Atticus was based on Harper's father, A.C. Lee. Harper's mom was emotionally disturbed. Might that be why Harper created Scout and Jem as motherless children?
Well, you know, one of the things they both talked to me about was their mother and their resentment about the way she had been portrayed, particularly in some of the stories that Truman Capote would tell. He, of course, had spent a good deal of time in their household when he and Nell were just childhood playmates. Amazing to think of those two imaginations together at such an early age. In fact, Alice said she could remember that their father, at the end of the day, would have to say, "Has anyone put Truman out?" he liked to spend time underfoot. And they felt that, he'd had terribly unkind and untrue things to say about their mother. Alice Lee, in particular, felt that she had been, talked in detail about the nervous breakdown that their mother did suffer after their other sister, Louise, as an infant, suffered what we would call failure to thrive now, probably, as an infant. But said that she had sought treatment and had made a good recovery. They both described her as a gentle soul who was a musician and loved crosswords as they did later in life. So I know they felt that their mother had been mischaracterized.
We're speaking with Maria Mills on the Book Report. Right. Do you think Truman Capote had a big hand in bringing Harper Lee to New York?
Well, I think he was quite helpful to her, just as she was helpful to him when later they traveled to Kansas together to research what became his nonfiction In Cold Blood.
Well, of course, now everyone is talking about Go Set a Watchman. I have a two-part question. Why did Harper not write more books after the phenomenal success of To Kill a Mockingbird? And what motivates her now to publish Go Set a Watchman?
Well, the first one distinction I would make when it comes to that question, so many people, of course, have, why didn't she write more, is that there's a distinction between publishing and writing. And up until now, she hadn't published another book, but she certainly had worked on different things. She worked in the 80s, spent the better part of a year living in Alexander City, Alabama, researching what would have been her own nonfiction book about a series of suspicious killings in that area related to a local minister. She had talked about other novels. She was a great writer of letters, sort of practitioner of that old-fashioned art of correspondence, and I think probably a lot of her life story has maybe been told over the years in these letters that she wrote to different people. So she was writing, even though she wasn't publishing. When I asked her sister about that, she said, "How would you feel?" Her sister, who of course was there as a much older sister to witness all of this, and said, "You know, how would you?" I'm paraphrasing, but how would you feel if you started at the pinnacle? Would you feel you were competing? And as you know, there have been questions surrounding the circumstances under which Go Set a Watchman has come to light and now is being published. She had a serious stroke in 2007, hasn't been able to live at home since then. So I think there are questions surrounding that. As I've talked to readers on this tour for the paperback, I mean, so often they express kind of dueling senses of this, that they're excited to have the prospect of more of Harper Lee's beautiful prose to read and excited to know more about these characters that they feel they know so well, Scout and Atticus and others in To Kill a Mockingbird, but also some hesitation about those circumstances and at her age and in her condition.
Right. Well, Maria, we are all looking forward to the book, and I want to thank you so much for stopping by today to speak with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Alrighty, bye now.
Bye.
To hear a sampling of The Mockingbird Next Door, check bookreportradio.com, archived shows, week of October 11th, 2014.